So maybe we can add to the list of words we'd like to ban FinReg once this is over. No more talking about it once the bill passed. A federal court ruled on the FCC's indecency policy that affects what words are banned for use on the air.
That was a big story yesterday.
Yeah, and we asked our listeners if there were other words, if you could ban words, what would you ban? Meenal from Brooklyn writes, post-racial, like there is such a thing.
That's good.
Southgate Jim writes on our site, busted, when speaking of the damaged Deepwater Horizon rig in the Gulf.
Gotta have something to describe what's going on down there, though.
Right. Carrie, on that same theme, writes, at the moment, BP, they who must not be named. Guru Karm posts, I'd ban the dead air and the little pings that replace the bad words. It's not like everybody doesn't know what was there anyway. And Ruth...
Oh, the bleeps. Become the obscenity.
That's right. It just makes you think of it more. And yes. I love where this woman is from. Kittery Point, Maine. Ruth texts us at 69866. If I could get rid of a word, it would be vuvuzela. Let us know what you think at the Facebook page.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.